Boulder County Health Department announced this week that all clinics in Boulder may administer third doses of the Pfizer and Moderna mRNA vaccines for immunocompromised people. Immunocompromised patients can get the free vaccine at Boulder County Health, as well as a number of other locations across Boulder County. Vaccine providers will not require ID or proof of medical history. For those who have received their vaccines more than 8 months ago, people may be able to get free booster shots as soon as September 20th. The CDC says vaccinated individuals are about 80% less likely to get severe COVID, even if they're exposed to the Delta variant. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment estimates COVID hospitalization rates are 7 times higher for unvaccinated patients. About 75% of Colorado adults have received at least one dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Coverage is lower among teens, with 55% of those ages 12 to 17 getting at least one shot. The city of Longmont will spray neighborhoods for mosquitoes who may carry West Nile virus tomorrow evening. The spray will target what the city calls mosquito hot zones and will happen between 7 and 11 p.m. Because of unusual rainfall, mosquitoes have proliferated this year in Colorado. Out of 114 samples, Boulder County recorded 5 mosquitoes carrying the West Nile virus. Across the state, the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment has reported 15 human cases of West Nile virus this year, 3 of which originated in Longmont trapping areas, and 7 which required hospitalization. While most people recover fully from West Nile virus, a report released by Tri-County Health Department found about 1 in 150 people develop severe symptoms that affect the central nervous system. More common symptoms include headaches, body aches, joint pains, vomiting, diarrhea, and rash. The federal government plans to round up about 800 wild horses next week in San Wash Basin, a 250-mile piece of public land in northwestern Colorado. In what it is calling an emergency roundup, the Bureau of Land Management has been removing wild mustangs from public land across the country. They say as climate change causes mega droughts across the West, the horses devastate the land where they roam. Many have come out against the roundups, including Colorado Governor Jared Polis. Critics argue the San Wash Basin Roundup, which will take about 80% of the wild mustangs, favor cattle who share the public land. In an official letter to BLM, Polis questioned the BLM's argument that because of drought, the horses don't have enough food or water to survive. He also asked BLM to pause the roundup until they'd found a more humane way to control the size of the herd. He wrote in the letter, "There remain legitimate concerns about the fate of gathered horses, and I believe that better cooperation with the state and advocates could improve assurances about their long-term well-being and the avoidance of any potential slaughter." According to the Denver Post, an unnamed source said despite the letter, the BLM will continue the roundup as planned. Denver used to be, until recently, one of the few cities left in the U.S. where if you could afford the down payment on a house, it made sense to buy a home. That's because, on average, homeowners paid less than renters in monthly mortgage payments. A new monthly rental report from Realtor.com says things have changed. Denver housing prices have gone up almost 20% in the last 3 months. Today, Denver renters pay on average just below $1,900 a month. Homeowners now pay around $2,200 a month. It will be a little cooler today with a high around 86 in the Boulder-Denver area, and there is a 30% chance of rain after 3 p.m. There is an air quality alert for much of the Front Range that warns of multiple pollutants. Ozone levels could rise to a dangerous level, especially for sensitive groups. Outside our Boulder studio, it's 62 degrees. For KGNU, I'm Alexis Kenyon.